This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the phone with us, Rowan Shearn is here to talk about the Melbourne art scene. Hi, Rowan, how are you?
Hello, Neil, and hello, David. How are you on this dreary Sunday afternoon?
Ooh, dreary?
We've got John in the studio today too, Rowan, just letting you know.
Hey, Jono, how are you going?
I'm good. It's nice to... I wish you were sitting with us. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, look, it's actually quite dreary down here on the morning.
Okay. It's overcast, yeah. But it's not, you know, like it's...
Not everyone has a holiday house down on the peninsula, Rowan. So.
Yeah, but look, hopefully I can make that up with some sparkling offerings that are about to hit Melbourne over the next few weeks and months. So, yes, look, you know, as we've started to come out of lockdown, you know, it's sort of things are starting to open up again. And, look, it's actually quite exciting. So... For those who are lucky enough to see it at the Regent Theatre, Moulin Rouge, which will be making its Australian premiere in August, had a fantastic display of the L'Amour sign, which was actually from the movie to celebrate,
yeah.
You know, 20th anniversary.
Well, there are so many people, Melbourne people, who have been heading up to Sydney. And I don't know why they're doing the auditions up there, but so many Melbourne people have been in Sydney for auditions for Moulin Rouge for it to open down here in Melbourne.
Yes, and look, we're waiting with a bated breath on casting will be announced in over the next few weeks. So I think people are going to be very, very happy with some. What the casting team have come up with.
Do you know some names, which I'm sure you can't tell?
I've heard names being bandied around, but you never know until
you don't.
They make the announcement. No. Because, you know, another major musical that will be coming to Melbourne over the next 12 months did change its casting slightly before the announcement. So.
Yep.
You've got to keep people on their toes, yep. So to speak.
Yep.
But one thing that I can say, you know, that, you know, we're going to have the winter chill hit Her Majesty's Theatre when Disney's Frozen opens around June this year. And it'll be great to see Her Majesty's reopen because, you know, every time I walk past the grand old Bame of Melbourne, it's actually quite... sad to actually see.
Yeah,
I agree. I know a lot of people that worked backstage at the Madge. It's not one of the Mariner theatres. It's obviously Mike Walsh's. But a lot of those people that had full time, part time, casual work they all had to be stood down. So I think the Madge opening up with a big old, you know, glitzy musical like Frozen is good news for obviously the people on stage, but also everyone front of house, backstage, the bar, you know, it's really good news.
And are they putting plastic on all the chairs because there'll be so many little kids spilling ice creams at that?
I thought you meant because of the snow.
Well, isn't it every little girl with those Frozen little dresses that run around the city?
Yeah.
I know my niece is very eight-year-old, she's very excited about going to see it.
And there's plenty of plushies available as well.
Slushies,
you know,
yeah.
I have to say, I was, you know, I want a reindeer.
Plushies, plush toys.
I couldn't get them opening night in Sydney. I was very lucky to go up to attend the opening night of Frozen in Sydney. And, you know, they were able to create snow out the front of the theatre.
Okay.
It melted before it hit the ground, but it added to the excitement. And look, it's a typical Disney spectacular. But one thing I'm extremely looking forward to is this week is Harry Potter returns.
Yay!
and the Cursed Child, the Princess Theatre.
Yeah. I've got tickets. I've got tickets. I'm going Tuesday, Wednesday. Are you going Tuesday, Wednesday?
No, I'm going in about a week and a half's time. Oh, I can't.
Oh, I'm going Thursday.
And look, and it's called buying.
Yeah, I know.
Chatted on a Friday show last week. We chatted to a couple of the cast, and they're so excited. They're getting so excited about. There's no audiences still for the rehearsals they're doing, but they're can't wait to get in front of an audience because it is such a great show.
It is, and look, I'm looking forward to seeing it again. I'm still trying to work out how they do some of those things.
I know.
It still beats me every time. Yep. So, but what else have we got coming? Look, we've got some fun stuff happening coming up. There's an exhibition that's opening called Spook House, which is going to be in a warehouse in Collingwood.
Yep.
And, it's going to be... Look, I think it's going to be such... a fun thing, it's all set around an old theme park ghost train.
Yep. We
talked to Mysterious Owl about that.
Yeah, we chatted with Mysterious Owl 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So.
And look, I'm looking forward to this. I think it's going to be something, it was spooky, but it'll be quite kooky as well. And all the works are specifically made for this exhibition. So look, it's great to see independent artists are actually out there producing work.
Absolutely. So. We were chatting with him about the fact that, he's English, he's from London, and it's got to feel what he's doing. He's almost like a DJ, warehouses. A lot of them are being illegal when he's doing them, but this time around he's COVID safe and he's got all the right forms that he needs for it all. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Look, I think it will. And look, check it out. It's on for about quite a few weeks.
Yep.
So starting next month in March. So, but look, there's other things happening. Red Stitch are back on stage with Single Ladies.
Yeah.
45 Downstairs has got the anniversary playing at the moment, and they're soon to be premiering a new play called Runt, which I'm looking forward to. Theatre Works have got a whole slate of shows happening down in St Kilda, and people may have noticed if they've been walking around the city that Photo 201 has popped up in some intriguing places around Melbourne and the suburbs. So this weekend they've got Inside Out, which has taken over Federation Square. There's billboards out the front of St Paul's Cathedral. The Metro Tunnel has photography artworks being displayed, and a lot of the galleries have got on board as well. Monash Gallery of Art, out at Wheeler's Hill.
Yeah. It's extraordinary. Extraordinary. And we were talking to some of the photographers a couple of weeks ago, and they said they've never been involved in a festival exhibition that's this big. It's huge, absolutely huge.
Melbourne, there's things happening down through the Latrobe Valley.
Yep.
There's things happening in Albury and Wodonga. It's not just a Melbourne-centric arts festival, albeit photography, but it's quite exciting, and you'll see some really intriguing things, and a lot of works from artists that probably haven't been seen for many years.
Yep.
So look, take a look at the Photo 2021 program.
Yep.
There is lots on offer.
And it's pretty much all free as well. So
Much of it is all free. So a lot of it's outdoors as well, so if people are afraid of going into a venue, they can see these works from the street.
Yep.
And
fantastic.
It's great popping around. Yep. The Palais Theatre, Victorian Opera, kick off their season this year with Lesterhy's Sleeping Beauty. It was supposed to open last night, but COVID put pay to that, the last lockdown. So it's opening on Tuesday night. This is a stunning production with life-size puppets. And one of Whisperty's transfixing work. So I'm really, really looking forward to that playing at the Palais this week. And next month, well, next week actually, the Brunswick Ballroom is about to kick off. So Andrew Kay and Will Ewing have taken over the spot, what used to be the spot of Mallard, and are turning it into a new live music venue for Melbourne. So, and look, if you can grab a ticket to the gala on the 4th and 5th, they've got to do it over two nights to cater for everybody. It's directed by Dean Bryant and Eddie Perfect and Margot Tanjuko hosting it. And, you know, there's great performers such as Bert Labonte, Jess Hitchcock, Ash Flanders, Vidya Macon, Jude Pearl. And I believe Mama Alto is also on the bill as well.
So, fantastic. Sounds good.
So, look, there's a lot... Look, as we've coming out of hibernation, there's lots of things happening around the city. So, look, get out there and take a look at what's going on in this wonderful city we call Melbourne.
Brilliant. Rowan, thank you so much. And how can people find out more about what you've been talking about? What's your website?
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You can go to Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au. You can't get us on Facebook at the moment. Yes, as we were one of the 278 arts-based organisations that have been cut off over the last few days. So, but we're still live on our website, and you can still get us via Twitter. So, but artsreview.com.au is still there. We're still publishing every day. So, look, come and support us. You can sign up for the newsletter so you won't miss out on what's happening on the website.
Well, it's great talking to you, Rowan, and we'll speak to you again in 2 weeks' time with a bit more of an update on what's going on. Thanks so much.
See you, Rowan.
Bye.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.